save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Yes, in America, there is too much money in politics. Too much entrenched partisanship. Too little participation by citizens. In part because of a patchwork of laws that makes it harder to vote.
That's your head of state representing the United States of America, Barack Obama, speaking before the United Nations yesterday, which a scene that could best be described as the cantina scene in Star Wars Episode 4. He went on not just criticizing the political system here in America, which is pretty remarkable considering the totalitarian, non-democratic regimes he was addressing, but he then compared minority issues here in America with some of the worst ethnic and religious strife in the world.
Surely we can rally our nations to solidarity while recognizing equal treatment for all communities, whether it's a religious minority in Myanmar or an ethnic minority in Burundi, or a racial minority right here in the United States.
Wow, we just can't talk to the United Nations and try to improve things around the world without putting our own country down. Well, joining us right now is Dinesh D'Souza, creator of Hillary's America, the documentary, and also he's the author of the book, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. Dinesh, this is a trend with him. It's in his DNA, isn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Critic of the United States, and this shows how he sees himself as president. He sees himself not as an American who is defending and protecting America's interests, not a kind of ambassador for America, but rather he sees himself as standing outside America, sort of a representative of the world, scolding America, the petulant child, for making unreasonable demands on him. And so it's a peculiarity in our democratic society that we've elected this guy to fight for us, and instead, he sort of tries to restrain us.
You know, the comments were really remarkable, and how he went on to say that we need to bind ourselves to international rules. It is almost as if this president, in the last days of his presidency, is ready to reveal in a very public way, with no apologies, just what his personal politics really are. And it's quite shocking to some people.
Well, as you might know, 4 years ago I made a movie on Obama, and I said, look, he's not a traditional liberal. Traditional liberals want to fight for America because they want America to have more, and they want to redistribute within America, but it's from Americans to Americans. With Obama, he's a global redistributor. He wants to reduce America's wealth and power. Now, some people were skeptical that this was true, but if you listen to Obama's UN speech, the number of times he spoke about colonialism, it's become very clear in the subsequent 4 years that this is, in fact, his ideology, and this is, in fact, his goal. He's not a Jimmy Carter-style incompetent whose policies accidentally weaken America. He's trying to do that.
Dinesh D'Souza, it seemed to me, were we seeing an audition yesterday for President Obama's next chapter in his life? Does he want to be the General Secretary of the UN or something bigger?
Well, I think he actually would like to be the presiding sort of oracle of the world. and I think he's probably thinking about how does he get to do that. He wants to be this sort of transcendent figure that history will remember did a kind of global rebalancing of wealth and power that transitioned us away from a unipolar world, a world with one dominant power, America, to a multipolar world in which there are many dominant powers. He wants to accomplish that or play a key role in that. And so if being at the UN is the instrument for doing that, I think he would consider it. If not, he's looking for other ways to do that.
All right. So is there a possibility that could happen in your estimation?
No, I don't think so. I don't actually think that the head of the UN has that kind of power. By and large, the UN is a largely useless organization. Now, it can have a modest impact here and there. But I think Obama's ambitions are too big for that. Obviously, the President of the United States is more powerful than the Secretary General of the UN.
Yeah.
So I think with Obama, you're going to see a guy who's constantly searching for ways to snipe at his own country, using whatever international forum he can get.
Well, and I want to play this cut. It's about 40 seconds long. It's a little long, but to me, I'm hearing him say that America, for the UN to fulfill its promise, America and other nations must give up certain rights that they possess. Listen to this, Dinesh.
And we can only realize the promise of this institution's founding to replace the ravages of war with cooperation if powerful nations, like my own, accept constraints. Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions, but I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security.